Diane Kroska never really thought about Uganda until a parent who had been a missionary in the village of Budimo came to volunteer at her school. Kroska is the media generalist at Dayton Elementary in Dayton, Minnesota. She says the stories she heard about the widespread and enormous needs in Uganda pulled at her heartstrings, and she wanted to do something to help. She asked her school's principal if she and the older students could reach out to children in the East African country.
We teach character education in our schools, which is compassion, responsibility, kindness, and things like that. And I wanted to put it into action. And she was more than willing to say, sure, let's try it. And it's become a 5-year project now. We've sent totaling about $22,000 to Uganda over the 5 years.
But it's not just about fundraising. Diane Kroska set up a pen pal program between fifth graders at Dayton Elementary and Ugandan students at Tochi and Chupil primary schools in the town of Gulu. On her visits to Gulu, Kroska says she sees how important communicating with American children has become to the Ugandan youngsters.
The kids take their pen pal letters and read them 400 times. They'll take their letters out when they're herding the cattle and sit and read their letters. They have them pinned up in their huts. It's about having a friend that's in the United States and that somebody cares about them.
Kroska says having a friend in Uganda has been an eye-opening experience for the Dayton youngsters as they come to realize that not everyone is as fortunate as they are.
They can wake up in the morning and turn on the faucet, and they can wash their face and brush their teeth, and they can go downstairs for breakfast and have a good breakfast. They have shelter over their heads that doesn't leak. They know where their next meal is coming from, and they've realized that some things are more important than fingernail polish and hair gel for the kids in Uganda. And one of the things that they have learned is that getting out of poverty, you need to have education, and that's important to them too.
For the first few years, Kroska's project didn't have a name. It was just Kids in Dayton helping kids in Uganda. Last year, the project became a nonprofit, non-governmental organization and got a name, Child Reach Uganda. Today, Kroska has two people helping her on the ground in Uganda. Aweli, 27, is the first person from his village of Nagabita to graduate from college. She met him when he accompanied her around Uganda last year. One of his projects is to make sure medicine is available for free or at reduced cost for the people in Nagabita and nearby Lumino in southern Uganda. Jeffrey, 28, works in the northern Ugandan town of Gulu. The project closest to his heart is helping children who were orphaned and traumatized by Joseph Kony's Lord's Resistance Army, which waged a brutal 2-decade-long rebellion in Central Africa.
They are my hands and my eyes and my ears and my feet, and we discuss different projects that they're doing and what the need is, and I try to get them the funds to do it. I'm not the person that says yes, no. I trust them, and I believe that they know what's best.
To raise money for those projects, the Dayton children make crafts to sell in the school cafeteria along with T-shirts. Kroska says they try to think of fun ways to bring in money.
One day a week, it's penny day, and the kids can bring pennies and put in a big water bottle. And the next day will be nickels and dimes and quarters, and then we had dollar day. And so a lot of the kids realize that if they give up some of their money for lunchroom treats, maybe once or twice a week, they can contribute 50 cents to a dollar, and that goes such a long way.
The 135 students in this year's fifth grade raised $3,600 for their friends in Uganda.
That will send over 100 kids to school for next year. And that includes their uniform, because they have to have a uniform, which is $1.50. Their tuition fees are $24 for the year, and then the rest goes for their school supplies and books.
Kroska visited Uganda this spring with 7 suitcases filled with gifts from her students for their Ugandan pen pals. Each fifth grader had been given a big plastic bag to stuff with school supplies, toys, and whatever else they thought their pen pal would need or want. Diane Kroska says she's only just beginning in Uganda. Her future projects include building a community center in Gulu, as well as a library and nursery schools. She has also been told there's a great need for access to fresh water, and she wants to help Ugandan women start bead businesses to make money. Kroska says younger students at Dayton Elementary tell her they can't wait to be in fifth grade so that they too can be part of Child Reach Uganda. For VOA News, I'm Jan Sluzer.